του κύκλου «Τα γυρίσματα». Ένας κύκλος με πολλούς μικρούς κύκλους για ποικίλα μουσικά θέματα. Του κύκλου «Τα γυρίσματα». Μια εκπομπή του Γιάννη Σταθιάδη.
Γεια σας αγαπητοί φίλοι. Αυτή είναι η πρώτη-τελευταία εκπομπή του κύκλου μας «Μουσικές διασκευές» και η δεύτερη που είναι αφιερωμένη σε κομικές μουσικές διασκευές ή και παροδίες με μουσικούς ή κωμωδούς. Θα ξεκινήσουμε με ένα σπουδαίο καλλιτέχνη και μουσικό που έγραψε τη δική του ιστορία στην διαβολικά μεταλλαγμένη με κωμικό τρόπο μουσική. Ο λόγος για τον Gerard Hoffnung 1925-1959. Ο Hoffnung γεννήθηκε στο Βερολίνο, ήταν Εβραίος και το όνομά του ήταν Gerhard. Το 1938 οι γονείς του τον έστειλαν στο Λονδίνο για να γλιτώσει από τους Ναζί. Εκεί έγινε γνωστός ως καρτουνίστας, illustrator, μουσικός, ερμηνευτής τούμπας, ιμπρεσάριος, ραδιοφωνικός παραγωγός και αφηγητής. Κυρίως όμως έκτισε τη φήμη του δημιουργώντας το 1956 το μουσικό φεστιβάλ Hoffnung, όπου σημαντικοί μουσικοί ερμήνευαν κλασική μουσική με πολύτροπες χιουμοριστικές εκδοχές. Τον ακούμε εδώ στο πρώτο φεστιβάλ, Νοέμβριο 1956, στο Royal Festival Hall, να μιλά.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been asked by the London County Council to make an announcement about this tuba. As a matter of fact, this is a Stradivarius tuba. It was made in 1952 by Boosey and Boss. Now, I would like to explain, you know, one or two things about this instrument for the benefit of those people who are not very familiar with tubas. Now, this, yeah, this thing is a sort of a duodenal ulcer. It goes off into a little, there, you see there's a there's a little cat here, and there's another little cat here, hot and cold.
Και εδώ να παίζει σε τούμπα Chopin.
Now, we're going to play you some real music tonight. Chopin.
Thank you.
Θα ακούσουμε τώρα το Concerto Popolare που συνενώνει δημοφιλή κονσέρτα για πιάνο.
Thank you.
Και τώρα η εισαγωγή στη Λεωνόρα που δεν πρόλαβε να γράψει ο Μπετόβεν. Η Λεωνόρα αριθμός 4. ακολουθεί ένα απόσπασμα μόνο από ένα ορατόριο, το οποίο όμως τυπλοφορείται «horror-τόριο», δηλαδή «ορατόριο του τρόμου». Εδώ αναμειγνύονται τα πάντα. Αυτή ήταν λοιπόν μια γεύση από τον περίφημο Hoffnung και τα μουσικά φεστιβάλ του. Ο ίδιος οργάνωσε μόνο δύο, 1956 και 1958, αλλά μετά ακολούθησαν και άλλα στη μνήμη του. Επίσης να σημειώσω ότι οι συνθέσεις που ακούσαμε δεν ήταν δικές του, αλλά από συνθέτες που ο ίδιος επέλεγε, λίγο γνωστοί σήμερα. Μια όμως και ακούσαμε την τούμπα του Hoffnung, πρέπει να ακούσουμε και τον Τάμπι με την τούμπα, όπως την αφηγείται ο μεγάλος Ντάνι Κέι, παρουσιάζοντας συνάμα και την ορχήστρα.
Once upon a time there was an orchestra which was all busy tuning up. First the oboe gave his aid to the strings, then to the woodwinds, and to the brass. Up and around the scales they raced helter-skelter, faster and faster. All but Tubby the tuba. He was a fat little tuba, puffing away, but oh, so slow.
Oh, what lovely music, thought Tubby, and he sighed.
Here, what's the matter, said Peepo the Piccolo.
Oh, said Tubby, every time we do a new piece, you all get such pretty melodies to play. And I never, never a pretty melody.
But people never write pretty melodies for tubas. It just isn't done.
Shh, there's the conductor. First the violins dance their lovely little tune on their strings. Then they cry to the flute, catch! Got it, cried the flute. My turn, tooted the trumpet. And the rest joined in. The cello. Then the oboe. And the bassoon. While Tubby went pop, 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 pop.
Catch me, cried the little tune, catch me.
I got you, cried Tubby.
Oh, you're sitting on me, said the little tune.
Poor Tubby picked up the flat little tune and tried to squeeze it back into shape.
You clumsy fool, snapped the violins.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fiddle, said Tubby.
Fiddle? Fiddle indeed. And the violins quivered with great indignation. You will please address us as violins. Fiddles indeed.
Tubby, said the conductor. Tubby, what is the matter?
Please, sir, I thought it would be so nice to dance with a pretty little tune instead of just going oompa oompa all the time.
Dance, laughed the violins. Dance? Well, really.
The French horn quietly put his hand to his mouth and smiled, and the whole orchestra began to laugh.
Stop it, cried the conductor. Stop it, I say.
Tubby.
Please, sir, I wasn't laughing.
Rehearsal was over.
Ο Ντάνι Κέι όμως, σε άλλο νούμερο, ο μικρός βιολιστής, γίνεται πιο αναλυτικός για τα όργανα της ορχήστρας και τις μελωδίες.
My dear children, hello. Oh no, no, children, everyone must answer please hello before we can start, hello. Hello? Well, that is better. Now, if you will all draw up your chairs and listen very closely, I will tell you a most unusual story. The story of the little fiddle. As it is told in Symphony No. 45, which was written by the great Czechoslovakian composer Andrei Griminik, Helgrogatsoman, Homonekerek, Skargalibir, Helgrog, Embroking, King, King, Snickenigel, Brooking, Gigdal, Bedugdal, Umprankansil, Brungil, Helblad. Junior. Now, this story, children, is very unusual because it is told not only with words, but also with music. So first, I want you to meet the symphony orchestra. How do you do? Check hands with the trombone, pop, and the tuba, pop, 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 and the oboe, and the saxophone, sousaphone, zither, and xylophone, clarinet, bugle horn, fiddle, and flugelhorn, tinny, kazoo, and the timpani, too, and the piccolo, 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 piccolo. Now, some of you children may be very surprised to hear that the symphony is not only music, but that it always tells a story, which has a beginning, and a middle, and an end. Except, of course, the unfinished symphony, which has a beginning. As I was saying, if you listen, you will hear from the corner of your ear how the oboe, she makes love to the bassoon. And the fife goes diddle diddle, and the fiddle's in the middle, and the dish ran away with the spoon. That's what she did. Well, so, now we tell the story, which starts with the first movement. Presto vivace argumento molto, contabile molto, choclo molto. And we have the first theme, which is naturally, Lily, the theme of the little fiddle. Bing, 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 bing. Now, this little fiddle is a young girl who lives with her wicked guardian, who is a French horn. Paro, 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 oh. Now, this young girl, bing, 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 who is a beautiful girl. Bing, 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 bing. And her wicked garden. Paro, 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 oh. Live all alone on a farm, and all she has for company are a hen. And a dog. And a nanny goat. Now, one day when her wicked guardian, the French horn, paro, 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 oh, is upstairs busy washing his coils, along came a handsome young trumpet. When he clasps his eyes on the little fiddle, shoo, his heart went. And he gets so excited, he has a big cadenza, which is a solo passage in triple tone. This brings us to the second movement, where the little fiddle is happy. Bing, 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 bing. And the trumpet is happy. Drug-a-dum, drug-a-dum, drug-a, ha, ha, ha. When suddenly out stalks the French horn. Poro, poro, poro. Eh? What's going on here, said the French horn. The little fiddle is so putrefied, her bridge falls out. But the trumpet says, we love each other. Dum, drug-a-dum, drug-a-dum. But the French horn is very objectionable to this marriage. Paro, paro, paro. And the trumpet blows his top. Shut up! Now I know who you are. You are not the French horn at all. That bo, paro, paro had me fooled for a while, but I gave you away. You are a glockenspiel in disguise beyond a doubt, wanted by the police for drowning 12 little fiddles out. The glockenspiel tries to escape to his flat, but the animals are too sharp for him. Rap! Ow! Ow, in the leg! Ow, in the neck! Drug-a-dum, drug-a-dum, drug-a-dum! Ow, in the face! Bumbi-little little man! Ow, in the other place! The glockenspiel is trapped, his escape they are foiling, so he jumps into a kettle drum, which is boiling. Boing! Hooray, the bad old glockenspiel is dead. Happy little fiddle and trumpet are wed.
Και βέβαια αυτός ο μεγάλος κωμικός παρουσιάζει με τον τρόπο του τους σημαντικότερους Ρώσους συνθέτες.
You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yentchikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Godovsky, Atabuchov, Moniusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Goroschenko. There's Grinkler, Winkler, Bortniansky, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Metter, Balakirov, Zolotarev, and Voschinsky. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Dukhelsky, and Klinovsky. And Shostakovich, Boradinglier, and Novikovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Markeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargumisky, Chervachev, Skryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchovsky, and Grachaninov, and Lazanov, and Cesar, Kvikalinikov. Stravinsky and Gretchaninov, Rumshinsky and Rachmaninov. I really ought to stop, the subject has been brought upon enough.
Stravinsky,
Gretchaninov,
Rumshinsky,
Rachmaninov. I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
Η ρώσικη προφορά ταιριάζει πολύ στον Ντάνι Κέι και γι' αυτό παροδεί και τον μεγάλο σκηνοθέτη Στανισλάφσκι με ρώσικες φολκλωρικές μελωδίες.
Who is the world's greatest actor? And how did I get that way? Who made me a genius, the greatest projector who ever wore a toupee? Who made me most miserable Hamlet, the deadest Romeo who died for his bride? Who made me most awful Dr. Jekyll, and then made me Hyde? Stanislavski, Stanislavski of the Mosque, a theater Stanislavski, a director from the heart. I will never forget the day I first met the great master. He took me by the hand and beat my head against the wall. And in one word, in one word, he told me the secret of the great Stanislavski method. Suffer! That's all. Suffer! You must live before you give. Suffer! You must ache before you make. Suffer! You must think before you stink. Suffer! 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 Suffer!
Hello.
Suffer! And the audience suffers with you. Stanislavski, Stanislavski. I will never forget the day they give me first part to play. I'm supposed to play part of sailor. But first I must suffer. What I'm going to do? I join Navy, become sailor. First day out, big storm. At first I was afraid I was going to die. Then I was afraid I wasn't going to die. But I suffered. I came back to Moscow, and in this part I was wow. Here is what the great critic Georgin Yasha Sasha Vladimir Nathan said. Господин Горяченко за чемету наших благ. Тифлис, красивый, большой, а люди там тоже. Здравствуйте, не здесь из нас, в этом месте из нас, не здравствуйте, блястите, блядь.
Σημαντικός μουσικός, τραγουδιστής, σατυρικός παρουσιαστής, αλλά και μαθηματικός, είναι ο 96χρονος σήμερα Αμερικανός Tom Lehrer, ο οποίος κυριάρχησε στις δεκαετίες του 1950 και 60 και ήταν ενεργός ως τα τέλη του 20ου αιώνα. Εδώ απαντά στον Ντάνι Κέι και στον Στανισλάφσκι με τον Λομπατσεύσκι.
For many years now, Mr. Danny Kaye, who has been my particular idol since childbirth, has been doing a routine a routine about the great Russian director Stanislavski and the secret of success in the acting profession. And I thought it would be interesting to adapt this idea to the field of mathematics. I always like to make explicit the fact that before I went off not too long ago to fight in the trenches, I was a mathematician by profession. I don't like people to get the idea that I have to do this for a living. I mean, it isn't as though I had to do this, you know. I could be making, oh, $3,000 a year just teaching. Be that as it may, some of you may have had occasion to run into mathematicians and to wonder, therefore, how they got that way. Here, in partial explanation, perhaps, is the story of the great Russian mathematician Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. Who made me the genius I am today, the mathematician that others all quote? Who's the professor that made me that way, the greatest that ever got chalk on his coat? One man deserves the credit, one man deserves the blame, and Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hey, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day I first meet the great Lobachevsky. In one word, he told me secret of success in mathematics. Plagiarize. Plagiarize. Let no one else's work evade your eyes. Remember why the good Lord made your eyes. So don't shade your eyes, but plagiarize, plagiarize, plagiarize. Only be sure always to call it, please, research. And ever since I meet this man, my life is not the same. And Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hey, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I'll never forget the day I'm given first original paper to write. It was on analytic and algebraic topology of locally Euclidean metrization of infinitely differentiable Riemannian manifold. Boże moi. This I know from nothing. But I think of great Lobachevsky and I get idea. Ha ha! I have a friend in Minsk who has a friend in Pinsk, whose friend in Omsk has friend in Tomsk with friend in Akhmolinsk. His friend in Alexandrovsk has friend in Petropavlovsk, whose friend somehow is solving now the problem in Dniepropetrovsk. And when his work is done, ha-ha, begins the fun. From Dniepropetrovsk to Petropavlovsk, by way of Ilyisk and Novorossiysk, to Alexandrovsk, to Akhmolinsk, to Tomsk, to Omsk, to Pinsk, to Minsk, to me the news will run. Yes, to me the news will run. Ah, then I write by morning and night and afternoon, and pretty soon my name in Dniepropetrovsk is cursed when he finds out I publish first. And who made me a big success and brought me wealth and fame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hey, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I'll never forget the day my first book is published. Every chapter I stole from somewhere else. Index I copy from old Vladivostok telephone directory. This book was sensational. Pravda, ah, Pravda. Pravda said, Gil Bilka Rally Kegdatr, Prinyam Blacha Gila, it stinks. But Izvestia. Izvestia said, Ya, Idukuda Sansar Yot Peshkom, it stinks. Metro Goldwyn Moskva bought the movie rights for 6 million rubles, changing title to The Eternal Triangle, with Brigitte Bardot playing part of Hypotenuse. Who deserves the credit and who deserves the blame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hey!
Ο μαθηματικός Tom Lehrer, το είπε και ο ίδιος, αποφάσισε να φτιάξει πάνω σε μελωδία του Άρθουρ Σάλιβαν τα στοιχεία, απαριθμώντας τα 118 χημικά στοιχεία.
Now if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps, in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune.
There's antimony, arsenic,
arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium, and helium, and hafnium, and erbium, and phosphorus, and francium, and fluorine, and terbium, and manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, and magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, and lead, praseodymium, and platinum, and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Τώρα ο Τόμ Λέρερ θα αφιερώσει ένα τραγούδι του στον Τρίτο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο, παροδώντας τραγούδι από τους προηγούμενους πολέμους.
This year we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Civil War and the 50th anniversary of the beginning of World War I and the 20th anniversary of the end of World War II. So all in all, it's been a good year for the war buffs. And a number of LPs and television specials have come out capitalizing on all this nostalgia with particular emphasis on the songs of the various wars. I feel that if any songs are going to come out of World War III, we better start writing them now. I have one here. You might call it a bit of pre-nostalgia. This is the song that some of the boys sang as they went bravely off to World War III. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley, describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet, was he? He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
Και τώρα, παροδία ενός ταγκό. Όταν μάλιστα ονομάζεται το ταγκό του μαζοχισμού.
Another familiar type of love song is the passionate or fiery variety, usually in tango tempo, in which the singer exhorts his partner to haunt him and taunt him and, if at all possible, to consume him with a kiss of fire. This particular illustration of this genre is called The Masochism Tango. I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the Masochism Tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, that's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Και για να δέσουμε αρμονικά την έξοδο σε ένα ταγκό, απαντά ένα άλλο ταγκό. Από έναν μεγάλο Ιρλανδό ηθοποιό και κωμικό τραγουδιστή, τον Spike Milligan.
Oh, I used to tramp the streets beneath the stars and knock off Abergeese's motor cars. I used to flog them down the lane. I'd never heard of Wormwood Scrubs. One night a friendly Roger noticed me fiddling round with an ignition key. He said, "You're just a bloke we need to fill a space in Wormwood Scrubs." He put an hand up on me wrist. I said, "What's this? I shall resist." So with me arm he done the twist, and then he hit me nut. And now I lie in bed and count the stars behind a great big shed of iron bars. I hear the motors going by, and here am I in Wormwood Scrubs.
Hey, not for long, mate.
He put an ant upon me wrist. I said, "What's this? I shall resist." So with me arm he done and twist, and then he banged me nut. And now I lie in bed and count the stars behind a great big set of iron bars. I hear the motors going by, and here am I in Wormwood Scrubs. La-dee-dee.
Keep going, lads, and have a chorus of mat. La-dee-dee. Come on, lads. Eep, dim, come on, lads. Dee-dee-dee. Come on, lads. Hello, Warden. Nice dog you got. Push, push, push. Wanna buy a saw?
Εδώ η εκπομπή με γέλιο πάντα τελειώνει. Γεια σας.
Του κύκλου τα γυρίσματα. Ένας κύκλος με πολλούς μικρούς κύκλους για ποικίλα μουσικά θέματα. Του κύκλου τα γυρίσματα. Μια εκπομπή του Γιάννη Σταθιάδη.